Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Yes, indeed, it is time for Ready, Steady, Learn, and I'm here with Professor Ginny Brown. Good morning.
Good morning. Kia ora.
Thank you for coming in today.
It's a pleasure.
And you are part of the psychology department, aren't you?
Yeah, we're the School of Psychology. And actually this week, until today, we are the Dame Mira Sazi School of Psychology, renamed in honour of Women's Suffrage 125.
Oh, nice.
The whole Faculty of Science has renamed all its schools and departments and the faculty for
a week. That's really nice. Awesome. So that's just till the end of this week,
though? That's till today.
Oh, till today.
So I'm allowed to still say it.
So roll with it. Cool. And you have proposed the theme for this year's 2018 Vice Chancellor's Lecture Series, which does run from the 27th of September till the 16th of October. And the proposed theme that you've got is...
Yeah, we, with my colleague Kate Hannah, who's in Te Pūnaha Matetini, which is hosted within physics here at the university, we proposed a couple of years ago a theme looking at beyond discrimination towards inclusion, recognising the sort of important conversations that were happening in a whole lot of different places around, you know, what does it mean to be an increasingly diverse world in every space, in every place, and the many challenges that we're starting to recognise that, you know, that people encounter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both in relation to change and in relation to not change.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there sort of an unconscious bias that we've been seeing, and it's definitely becoming more talked about now?
Unconscious biases, it's one of those frameworks which has become very popular for thinking about how things like discrimination operate, and often in ways that people are unaware of. So one of the, you know, criticisms of some of these moves, for instance, around, you know, getting more women involved.
Yeah.
You know, you'll hear people say, oh, women are just as bad as men, at, you know, making negative comments. And so the sort of unconscious or implicit bias framework has provided a way of going, you know, we're all part of this and we all do these things. You know, we all base our judgments on sort of stereotypes and associations and so on. So implicit biases has been really popular as a framework for people to kind of think about how they might tackle change.
Yeah.
It's also been criticised as a framework, and so our third speaker, Carla Hokamu, who's in the business school and is the director of the Dame Mira Sazi Research Centre there, she's also one of our psychology graduates. She's going to be talking about that, the kind of evolution of that idea, and, you know, what it offers and what some of its limitations and challenges are. There's been some kind of interesting research about how, you know, sometimes that gets seen as, you know, the only thing you need to do.
Yeah,
you
totally
tackle that.
Totally.
And I think it appeals to people because it sort of, you know, it takes away that question of intentionality, or, you know, I didn't mean to do that, or I'm not a bad person.
Yeah.
Which, and those are the harder questions to tackle.
Yeah, absolutely. So with some of the talks that are running across this lecture series, what are some of the other sort of subtopics that you guys are going to be delving into?
Yeah, so the first one is this this Thursday. So they're all running at 6 o'clock.
Cool. And are they free for...
They're free, they're open.
Open to the full public.
Open to the full public. And the focus of them is not just the university, but it's more kind of wider society.
Yeah.
And there's drinks and nibbles beforehand.
Oh,
always
nice.
Helpful for the students.
Always.
I'm still think of myself in that category. So that's each day they start at 5:30, and then the lecture's 6 till 7. So the first one we've got starting this Thursday, and it's Dr. Jackie Blue, who works at the Human Rights Commission.
Yeah.
And she's the Equal Employment Opportunities Commissioner.
Cool.
And so she's going to be talking about this idea of a diversity dividend, which has become a really kind of popular idea, particularly in business. And this idea that, you know, your business will do better if you have a more diverse workforce and those sorts of things. But it goes beyond that.
Absolutely.
So she's going to be talking about that. And then the next talk is going to be Damon Salesa, who's also at the University of Auckland, and he's head of Pacific Studies and director of Pacific Strategy and Engagement.
Yeah.
And he's going to be talking about kind of an idea of a Pacific future and asking kind of questions about what does it mean to imagine New Zealand as a Pacific city and locating ourselves firmly yeah. within that context, and in light of some of the how shall I say it, pretty harmful and yeah. damaging ideas that have been expressed by some high profile media people this
yeah,
last week about our Pacific neighbours. I think his talk will be really
very
important
and very
timely.
Topical and timely So are these talks sort of stretching across international scopes, or sort of sticking closer to what's going on in New Zealand and how we discriminate or how we need to move forward into inclusivity?
Both of them will they will all focus on the kind of local and the international.
Yeah.
And I think the first three speakers will kind of focus on embedding their local focus within that, you know, wider discussion. But the fourth one, we've actually got an international speaker.
Oh, wow.
So he's Professor Brian Schmidt, who's in, the Vice-Chancellor of Australian National University.
Wow.
And he's also a physicist and a Nobel Prize winner.
Wow.
For evidencing something I can completely not understand at all.
Yeah, probably
something
neither.
About the nature of the universe.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be talking about that. He's been involved in Australia in kind of male leadership around gender inclusion, particularly in the STEM subjects, so science, technology, engineering, maths and medicine.
Which is a really interesting topic to think about in terms of sort of what is there's a gender preference in who's studying what.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, who comes in, who sees themselves within disciplines, who imagines themselves as belonging there.
Yeah, and yeah, for sure.
Gender, it goes beyond gender as well, you know. He's going to be talking specifically and reflecting on a program they have over there in Australia called Male Champions of Change, which is like business and organisational leaders stepping up to sort of take responsibility for leading gender diversity initiatives.
Right.
You know, recognising that all that change can't be led by women, for instance.
Right. I see, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so he'll be specifically talking about the Australian context, but there is a New Zealand Champions for Change program here, so probably there's lots that's going to be relevant.
Yeah. Cool. So is that, those are the four speakers you've got?
Yep.
Amazing. Cool. And if people just turn up on the dates?
Yep. There's no need to register. There's information on the university website
about
it. You can find it if you Google Vice-Chancellor Lecture Series 2018.
Perfect.
You can find it.
And you'll be heading along to all the talks?
I will be there. Yep. I'll be doing the introductions for the first
one,
hopefully then relaxing and enjoying them.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Well, thank you very much for coming up to speak to us, Jenny. It's lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
And then good luck with all the talks.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.